I heard you in there, but you're really light, really noisy. Heading for ZLK.
For ZLK. AR4AAE. I think this will probably be a little better coming out of the trees now.
You're copyable. How are you this morning?
Doing good. I just spent a few hours on the HF bands, and man, that gets fun. I could have stayed out there all day, but I need to go home and get lunch because I'm hungry right now. How are things with you?
I jumped up there. That's good. Sounds like the HF bands have been open the last few days pretty good, so that's great. Doing well. Just out running some errands this morning, and been doing some work around the house, so this is running to pick up some more supplies to do a few more things.
Copy that. I did all my stuff yesterday so I can play radio today. But yeah, the HF bands are getting, they're getting a little better. 10 meters this morning coming from Europe was pretty solid. I was getting some 4.4s and some 5.9s into specific places in Europe. But yeah, it's they're getting pretty good now.
It was open the last couple of nights as well. Tom, N0TR, said he talked to Australia this morning. No, last night. Sorry, last night. On 10 meters. So, that's good. Good to see some openings like that.
Yeah, I heard Australia, but I couldn't reach him. I mean, I'm only using the NFED halfway with 100 watts, so I got to depend on the other guys to use that 1,000 or 2,000 kilowatts to get all the way over here. So, I don't think I'm going to spend that kind of money yet. But, yeah, things are great, man. HF is fun. I was like, hey, he's like, who can I talk to today? And I was like, all right, I'm all over Europe. I like it.
You work in any of the other bands on HF or just 10 meters?
Through all of them. 40 all the way down to 10. I was mainly on 10 meters today. But I did see, I did hear some POTA stuff on, 40 meters, I think. I got to look at my band chart that I keep with me. But I'm going through all of them, just, you know, picking random ones here, scanning, tuning around and seeing if anybody's on there and see if I can contact them on any band.
So what you can try and what is fun, it might take a few minutes, but if you know 10 meters is open, pick an empty frequency and start calling CQ. You might be surprised where your signal's reaching, or you thought you might not get to Australia. You never know.
Copy that. I definitely called CQ a couple times, and I think I only made it to the state. I was only in the U.S., but I didn't have too much time a couple nights ago. But I'll definitely try that again when I get a free morning or a free evening. I'll definitely try that again. But sitting there listening a little bit to see how the lingo works and how the lingo on the HF is a little different from the VHF, UHF has definitely helped me a lot.
Guys that are just out for the quick contact, they just want to give you a signal report and move on. And then you'll have guys that want to chat for a little bit, and you can even, especially if you're calling CQ, you can control that. You can be the one that designates how that works and start asking questions and talking a little bit about your station and where you are and things like that. And those are very enjoyable contacts as well.
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, yeah, I ran into some bands, some guys on a frequency that were just horrible. I was like, okay, what's going on here? I was like, all right, let's move on. And I talked to a really nice guy up there in Massachusetts a couple nights ago, and yeah, everybody in Europe just wants a quick contact, but the folks in the States, I find they want to chat a little bit more, which is fine with me.
Some of those Europeans, if you know, you can even, if you listen to them a little while, and if you can tell if they're in a real big hurry or not, if they're just wanting to make a bunch of contacts, and you can even ask a question here or there, and some of them are happy to talk a little bit, you know, they don't get a lot of that, so when it happens, you know, I'm sure they feel the same way. We're Americans are just looking for contacts, so I've talked to some very interesting people over the years over in Europe that are willing to spend some time and tell you about where they live and what they do and what the scenery is like and how long they've been in ham radio and things like that. It's very enjoyable.
For that, I'll definitely need to keep that in mind when I go throw this antenna back up in the air again. Yeah, it was definitely fun. I mean, sitting there thinking to myself, like, man, I'm like, I wonder how far, how much further can I go with this? But now I'm going to try it again later on this afternoon.
And you kind of answered that a little bit. I thought I heard you say it was time for you to go home and eat lunch. So were you working portable somewhere?
See that. I picked up a couple solar panels, a solar charge unit, and a LiPo 4 battery. Charged it up a couple days ago, and I've got it hooked up. I've got it in the car right now, and I took the Yaesu FT991 Alpha, and I just threw up the NFED antenna in a tree and said, let's see what happens.
That sounds like a lot of fun. But is it a 40-meter NFED?
I got an antenna off of eBay that was designed by a ham operator, and he's got it in three sections. So the first section is good for 40, 20, and 10 for, like, quick deployments. And there's two other sections you can attach to get onto 80 meters and lower. And you just connect the different ends and string it up in the air, and you're good to go. I tried it when I first got it, and I said, whoa, this is nice.
There's a lot of people out there who've come up with some ingenious ways of getting antennas on the air, and I like to see all of that. And also, I heard you comment earlier, you were scrolling around the other night, I think, and heard some weird stuff. I bet that was probably around 7.200 on 40 meters. There's some guys up there that shouldn't be there, really. They do a disservice to the amateur bands.
Yeah, I definitely did not enjoy running across those guys on that frequency there, and they do give us a bad reputation, which I don't extremely enjoy. I don't think anybody else does either.
That we find them, they can be found all over. In fact, occasionally we get some on here, and that's a little frustrating, but you just gotta ignore it when it happens. N4 ZLK.
R4 AAE. Yeah, but I tell you what, the greatest thing was, I had a group of kids come over to me and say, what are you doing? And I started explaining to them. I could tell a couple of them, they kind of lit up and were like, whoa, that sounds like it would be cool. And I said, hey, like, I'll be out here every Sunday, so if you guys are in the area, swing on by. I'll show you how it works.
Were you at a public park then?
Yeah, I was at a public park. I can't do HF at my house. It is absolutely impossible. So I just head up to Butler Springs Park right off of Haywood Road, and they got some very good trees where I can throw an antenna up in the air pretty quick. And that's where I've been for the past couple nights. Morning. But go about a couple other parts here soon as I go back, get some lunch, and figure out what to do for the rest of the afternoon.
Springs, that's a county park. I guess that doesn't qualify for the parks on the air thing, does it?
Yeah, that's affirmative. It's a public park. I haven't really thought about doing any POTA activations yet because I've been listening to some of them, and it is fast, furious, and you can get a log jam up pretty quick. I heard a couple, there are 10 or 15 waiting to get into the park and activate.
Listen to some of those, or some of the contest people that are calling on one frequency and having people to get a pile up. You can learn some good things to do, and you can listen and say, yeah, I can see how doing that can be confusing to the people trying to call in. So you can pick up a lot of good things by listening to other people who've been doing it for a while.
That that. There was a station out in Europe who said, all right, everybody who's running 100 watts and more, you guys hang tight. Let's get the QRP guys in there. Anybody less than 50 watts and less. And then he gave them X amount of time to get in there, which I like that because, you know, some of those lower power guys don't have flexibility to punch through all the signals and everybody to get into the station.
Appreciate that because he's being courteous to people who, like you said, don't have the extra power. He's giving them an opportunity. He's not just trying to make contacts. He's trying to give everybody a chance to do it. So that's the sign of a good operator right there.
I like that as well. I said, all right, awesome. But I couldn't get in there. I was a little bit weak on the power, but it was awesome. There's a bunch of nice guys, and when he did that, I was like, I thought just like you, that's a good guy to be a ham operator. Probably been doing this for as long as he's been alive.
Here, you may have heard it on busy contest times when there's a very large pile up. They'll sometimes call for numbers. You know, if your call has a 1 in it only or a 2 in it, then they'll work their way through it like that to try to help tamp down all the interference, try to be able to, you know, get some contacts out of it because it can get muddy when everybody's talking at once.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet, but I have heard the, hey, Alpha Echo when the suffix, go ahead, and then, okay, everybody else stand by, and then when I get done, then it'll go to the next guy. So definitely picked up a little bit of, hey, this is how you organize it if you ever get into this situation.
The frequency, you can kind of control, if they're trying to contact you, you can kind of control how that goes, and it can either be just a big pile up. I've heard people just keep saying, QRZ again, I can't copy anybody, and, you know, they could help out by putting some parameters on it, and generally people are willing to follow that, and they appreciate that too because they realize there's a lot more. You can't hear who all is calling, and if you're not getting through and someone does that, you realize you're going to have a better chance at it.
Copy that. All good notes that I'm going to tuck away in my filing cabinet here. Well, Shane, it's nice talking to you. I'm at the QTH now, and I need to go in here, grab some lunch, and get back on the road sometime soon to figure out where I need to go and what I'm going to do next. So I'll clear out on your final N4ZLK KR4AAE.
Talk to you this morning. Enjoy that HF. I'm glad you're getting into it like that. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk to you later. KR4AAE N4ZLK.